The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
It's always a pleasure, Otto.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And this is just quite the show today. But before I get to that, I always like to just bring everybody up to date on what the purpose of Project Independence and You is. And that's to inform everybody out there of the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. The most important thing to remember is 311, which Christina is probably on right now. 311 is your access basically 24 hours a day to any help you need, as a senior in the town of North Hempstead. There's transportation for shopping, transportation for doctor visits, social work visits, exercise classes, mental exercise. There's just so much stuff that goes on that it behooves every person. You have a question, you call 311. Somebody will get back to you. We have partnerships all over the town. And I do know it. As of August, 17,124 calls came in for seniors Project Independence related. And we're going to get updates all morning. We got newer numbers, but these numbers are just tremendous that a town can put forth. And I think 1,400 were for social work in that range. Mm-hmm. So people, that's mental health, physical health. You have a question, you have to reach out to us. And no better people to help us with that than today we have Paula Yule and Rebecca Miller, and they're both deputy commissioners. And these Paula and Rebecca have basically been with Project Independence since the beginning. They've been on the show a few times, but these ladies are the heart of the program. But that takes Christina out of, you know. So these people work for Christina.
No. Yes, we do.
Doesn't everybody?
That's true.
What to do, you know, when we do it.
Dan was asking before about his paycheck, and she said she'll look into it. So even the radio program. Nevertheless, good morning, Paula. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
And on behalf of everybody, you guys, it's just the program's tremendous, but I know you two personally. Your efforts. You know, there's people who work. Yes. And there's people who own their jobs. And Paula and Rebecca are two people that own you. You live it. There's no question about
just
it.
Keep just going, so John. This is the best radio show ever.
Well, they get engaged in what they do. They right. don't just
They'd almost do it for free. Okay, you hear that, Judy?
We walk the walk. We don't just talk the talk. Right, right.
We're going to start off, you know, this is the sixth anniversary show, which is the other most important thing to say today, that this has been going on, and it came out of advisory groups and stuff like that. Otto was in the beginning.
It actually did come from a newsletter committee meeting, and it just came up. One of the Gerald,
yes,
I believe, came up with the idea, why don't we have a radio station?
Right.
In the beginning, they talked about having like a 24/7 show, so Christina would never get any sleep.
Right.
Yeah. So it boiled down to 2 hours a week, which is bad enough.
or good enough.
There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes to put this show on, even though you may not think so.
We all sit around the table, and Christina actually does all the work. We just sit here and we pontificate, we know what we're talking about, and she's like getting everything. We come in, and the table's beautiful.
I agree with you.
Every speaker is top-notch, every radio host, everybody that comes in is just wonderful, and we just come and sit down and talk.
Right.
And Christina's back there typing, working.
I've been doing it for like 2 years, I believe.
Wow.
And the number of repeat guests I could probably count on a hand, and they're back for a reason. Like Rebecca's
right,
back.
With a new program.
Yeah, we want somebody back for a reason. But otherwise, outside people are coming in to talk about their specialties.
Right. Those people, John, are resources that come back to the seniors in North Hempstead. Because once they come to the radio show and Christina has done all that legwork, she brings that information back to our staff. And now we have all those resources to connect to those people.
So that's the benefit of 311.
It's benefit of 311, but it's the benefit of Christina producing the radio show in a way where we keep increasing our community partnerships and the resources we have for seniors.
Because Christina is also a social worker.
I know that.
Because the guests that she gets are so key to the foundation of Project Independence. So, I think we just get all of our relationships now from the radio show, speakers and presenters.
I didn't realize that. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. So all the people that come here, yeah. Christina then comes back.
And I always say call 311. That was just like a one-on-one if somebody wanted to follow up, like when you were on with Joger, if somebody wanted to just follow up.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you're becoming part of that family.
No, it comes back to us, and then we figure out how it would be applicable to our seniors and how we serve them. It's not always immediate, you know, but it's something that, so it just strengthens our whole program every time someone else new comes in. And Christina is behind her desk and the computer all week, pulling to get interesting people.
Talking about behind the desk. I like to look at this as you and Rebecca, Paula and Rebecca, are the management team that make it run. But they also have a field team, which we'll be talking to later. So the management and the field team combined are what make this tick. You know, if you guys didn't do the things I have written here, you get involved with the financing, the political requirements that you need to support. You create the partnerships. You work with other organizations. You know, all these things have to happen in order for the field part of it to work. Yet the field part of it has to do its part to make it work. And I think that I give you guys an A+ for coordinating of that and making sure it happens.
We're a village, Otto.
Yeah, we're a village.
Well, I mean,
you know, it's also our DOSA.
Yeah.
Our Department of Service for the Aging Staff. You know, behind the scenes, in addition to myself and Rebecca and Christina and Nancy Mizrahi and Emily and, and Shari.
Oh, there's others. It's
DOSA or community service?
DOSA.
It's DOSA. Oh, okay.
DOSA. It is such a hard-working and professional team of people. And the same way Rebecca and I are really passionate about it, this whole team is that passionate. And I think, you know, we should acknowledge that as well, because it's our job to make sure our team is happy and our team is working at the best that they can be and getting them the tools that they need. So, you know, it's not just field, it's both.
Emily?
Yes, Emily Kavorius. She sits with the exercise program. She oversees a lot of the fitness and all sorts of other things we need her to help with. She's part-time staff person.
Part-time.
Yes.
Okay, that's why I don't remember.
Oh, yes. But very much a part of our
team. She's not on my diagram.
No. Oh, we gotta get her
there.
One more
gold star, right?
Right.
I was involved with corporate stuff for 45 years, all right? And I've seen lots of bad management, and I've seen lots of management that was totally disengaged from what goes on in the field. And I think the reason that this is such a successful operation is because the management of this Project Independence is not disengaged from the field. They're very actively engaged with the field and the end customer, if you will.
Yes.
All right. A lot of management in big situations totally ignore the fact that there are customers and there are people who make it work.
Right.
They're up in their own little cloud, and that's not what the case is here. This is not a bureaucracy of people who just sit around and pontificate with each other and not get engaged with what goes on below. And I think that makes it tick.
Funny you bring that up, because we have how many members with Project Independence now? What are we at?
We are at
over 12,000.
Yes.
So we're
I can tell you in a minute.
Somewhere around there. So we have about 12,000 members. Just anybody in North Hempstead who's 60 or over is in Project Independence. If you register, you become a member, and then you just have a little more of a connection to Project Independence. So we have our
12,562.
Wow. So we have our fourth regional Aging in Place conference coming up November 1st. And this is what's amazing. So we've already had a whole bunch of RSVPs come in. And Christina looks at the list of maybe about 100 to 150 RSVPs so far.
Yeah.
And she goes,
there's a lot of new
people on this list.
Yeah.
And you just think, Christina, she recognizes every single name. I mean, there's 12,500 names on there.
Right.
And she can tell you, this person never registered
and
before.
And that's the beauty of 311. As soon as it comes up, if we see that they're not a member, they become a member. So we look at our statistics, our data every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks we get, we print out, we break it all down. And the first 2 weeks in September, we created 45 new memberships.
Right.
Already.
That's
and this
fantastic.
Is 10 years, almost
right,
11
right, right, right.
years in, because we're watching. And all the sign-in sheets to all our programs, we copy all of those. And actually we have someone helping out with that now. goes back into the 311 system and double checks whether or not the people that signed up are members. And if not, we reach out to them and give them a call and encourage them. You know, we always ask, do you want to be? We don't just automatically. But we keep growing and growing.
But there is also a familiarity that we have with the members. We have relationships on different, all for different reasons. I mean, we have, you know, our community nurses have a relationship. We know the seniors who are coming to all the fitness classes, those that come to programs at Clinton Martin Park. So the names are so recognizable, and also we really know who these people are. So when a new person comes in, I mean, Christine is really knows mostly who everybody is who's registered, and she could tell, oh, this is a new person. So, I mean, and that's how personal Project Independence is, because it really isn't just about getting membership and, you know, throwing services at them. It's really about, you know, getting to know the person and making that right connection. Because a lot of times, Paula, we always say a call may come in for transportation. But, you know, all of a sudden they can't, they can no longer drive. So they need to get to the doctor. And, you know, that opens up to other issues that might be going on that maybe we can assist with. And then that SR that came in for a ride to the doctor becomes, you know, Shari will recognize and then reach out to Paul and say maybe we can offer some other programs or services to that person. So,
and alongside of that, when this SR comes in through 311, we actually ask a flex, the call taker asks a flex question whether or not a person drives. And if they're not able to drive, we then create a service request for transportation options, and it's assigned to Shari. And then Shari reaches out to someone just to make sure they're familiar and understand what our program can offer. So we're also kind of looking for what the unmet need may be. You know, it's not just a number or a phone call. It's built in such a way that our 311 calls are human service related, the ones Rebecca and I are talking about right now, where we're looking at it very differently than just a call about, you know, what date is some sort of, you know, program or activity. We're looking at it in much more depth.
I think a big thing there is that the nurse, the social worker, whoever goes to somebody's home, basically, is not on the clock. They're not in some kind of a job where they have 15 minutes to be there or they're going to get in trouble. They're allowed to get actively engaged with the people for the person's betterment, not because they're snoopy, and they don't tell anybody. The privacy factor is highly, highly regarded, because I know I've sent people and I'm not told, and I don't want to be told. But I think that's a big thing. You know, people do not have to worry about their privacy being taken away from them because somebody's visiting you at home. They're only there to help.
And you know, I just want to say quickly, and they don't have to worry. We're not going to ask you how much money you have, what's your insurance. We are just there because you have a need. You know, there's not a qualifier. If you're 60 and you live in North Hempstead, you are entitled to all of our services. So sometimes people are a little worried, you know, what kind of questions will we ask?
And then what John was saying in the very beginning is that we are an aging-in-place program. So our goal is to help you age in place in your home safely. So a lot of people are hesitant to call because they feel like, oh, once somebody knows I need help, that's it. I'm gonna lose my house. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to help you age in place with the services, I mean, that, you know, that we provide or that we can connect you, you know, to connect you with.
Well, you can also support caregivers, family members, who that's how I got involved with this, because I was in that category with my mother. And I wish this program existed back then. But I believe a lot of times caregivers, like you mentioned, call 311. And we have a list here of three pages of the services that are provided. They don't provide the services necessarily. Project Independence, they guide you in terms of how to get the service.
We navigate. We help you navigate.
Navigate without making 45 phone calls and staying on hold for an hour and a half.
Now it's my time to navigate away from this and get to a commercial. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.